Each Tuesday, we're joined by Michelle Singletary, who writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post. Michelle, today you have advice for those of us who are planning to get out to the malls this holiday season and get shopping. And you say that people are planning on spending more this year than last. How do you know that?
Well, the National Retail Federation does a holiday survey every year, as does many organizations, to sort of gauge how much people are going to spend. And they found that people were going to spend, on average, about just short of $700 for a variety of people.
So that's a good amount of money. What's the number one piece of advice you have for people shopping who want to, you know, try to stay within a budget, I guess?
Don't step foot in the mall until you have a list and a price attached to whatever gift you're going to give someone. So if you haven't done your shopping list, will you actually go down and write down little Bobby, Janie, Susie, Aunt Betsy, and how much you plan on spending for each of them? Don't go to the mall, because you got to have a plan so that you have a limitation so that you don't overspend.
But, you know, doesn't that take kind of the fun out of holiday? Isn't it nice to go on, oh, look at that. I'll bet, you know, Joey would love that or something.
Yes. Well, you know, even Santa Claus had a list.
That's true.
And he checked it twice.
Right. You know?
But if you don't have a list, then you are tempted by all the things that are in a mall. I mean, there's all these gift sets and sales. They'll have a sale that says buy one, get the second one half off. But if you only intend on buying one, then you're not saving money by buying that second one at 50% off. You're spending more. So that's why you need to have a plan before you go. Many people overspend. You know, that's the number one thing that people overspend on is holiday gifts. So with that in mind, just make sure you know how much you're going to spend and what your limitations are.
Now, okay, that's good advice. Make a list. But what about people who kind of know that they should, they've heard this advice, but they don't do it? I mean, is there some way to get me, say, to make a list?
Well, you know, this is a thing I actually just came up with. Take out your last few credit card statements, the monthly statements that you get, and take them when you go shopping.
Oh.
And before you pull out that plastic, look at that bill if you're carrying charges over from month to month. And look at that and use that as an incentive to not spend. I'm telling you, if folks took their credit card statement with them when they went shopping, they would spend a whole lot less.
So make a list. Keep in mind what you've already got on that card.
That's right. And pay with cash.
And pay with cash.
If you are rolling over debt month to month on your credit cards, you should not be putting any holiday gifts on your credit card. You should be paying with cash.
Don't credit card companies try to make it easy for us sometimes around this time of year and offer these plans where you can skip a payment for a month? Is that a good idea?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, because while you're skipping that payment, interest is accruing. You'll just dig a deeper hole for yourself. It may seem like they're being magnanimous by allowing you to do that, but really it's just racking up interest rate debt for yourself. So absolutely don't take that offer to skip a payment during this time of year.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Michelle, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate Online. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Chadwick.